The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 460.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the member of Team USA Taekwondo, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Paige McPherson. Paige, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yes, first of all, thank you for having me. Hello, everyone. My name is Paige McPherson. I am the current team member for USA Taekwondo. Actually, we just got back from our World Championships in Muju. There, I was able to achieve the silver medal. So, I'm just so happy to be here, be able to share my story and give you a little bit of my tips, per se, of how I, pursue my dreams. So just basically the background of myself, I'm originally from the Midwest, Sturgis, South Dakota, from a very, very small town. And there I was able to get into my sport, Taekwondo, through the influence of my older brother, Evan. He actually is Korean. My family adopted five of us from all over the world. And so they put him into Taekwondo. And me being the younger sister, I always wanted to do what he did. And so it just really became a family affair. And that was when I discovered my God-given talent in this sport.
Thanks for sharing that. And congrats on winning the silver medal. And Paige, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background is my mother is from the Philippines. And then my father is African-American.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
One of the things that I really draw my self-confidence is through the strength of my Lord and Savior. So actually, whenever I compete, I wear on my belt this scripture, and it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it states, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understandings. But in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. And so me just understanding that, yes, I have flaws. Yes, I make mistakes, but there's always room for improvement. There's always a reason to be better. And with that, I trust in God's plan for me and just really enjoy the journey and what God has planned for me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
In my own words, I would just say self-confidence is the acceptance of who you are and being capable and willing to just do what you want to do. I mean, society is constantly always trying to define who you are and make you something that you're not. And like I always say, I always try to just accept how God created me and just improve it, just become a better version of myself. And so for that, again, just accepting yourself is the stepping stone of your self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, that's a great definition that you mentioned, especially when you said, capable and willing to do what you want to do, because as women too, right? Not too many women will go out there and compete in Taekwondo. But here you are, you're in a great example, you're going out there living your dream, and it just shows other girls out there what's possible for them. So, I think that's really great, and thanks for sharing that definition. And, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I mean, it was definitely it's so interesting because when I was younger, my parents put me into all these different types of, how should I say, girly sports or girly things. So I took violin, I played piano, I did dance, but it really showed through the Taekwondo aspect is that I had this really God-given talent in it. And at first, my parents were a little afraid, of course, because it's martial arts. It's known for, fighting and, male dominance is more of it's more of the male sport. But again, I loved it. And my parents always taught me to be who I am and to follow God's plan for me. And I really felt that draw from him of just pursuing this. And regardless of what others said, regardless of what others thought, I just basically put my head down and just kind of listened to God's small voice in saying, okay, let's keep going. I'd go to a tournament. I'd win it. So I'd be like, okay, God, I guess this is what you want me to do. And, you know, I just started those little small steps to potentially going to the Olympics. And there I was so grateful to compete in the 2000 Olympics in London, where I was able to achieve the bronze medal. And then last year, again, 4 years later, God was still calling me to this journey. And I was able to compete in 2016. And then, like I said, I just got from Worlds and I was able to win a medal. So again, just listening to the Lord's voice instead of what society tries to say what you should do has really helped me and influenced me in my professional career.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that, you know, you listen to the path that you're meant to go versus, you know, what everyone else is telling you to do, right? Especially, like, as you mentioned, you know, you were put in many girly activities, right? And you knew deep inside that Taekwondo was what you were meant to do, even if it was scary, even if it's a sport that not most women go out and compete in, especially, like, you know, internationally, which is amazing, right? But you kept on doing it no matter what the circumstances were. And, you know, because, you know, you kept on following the path that you were meant to do, what's your life been like now?
Oh, it's been he gives you more than what you expect. He goes beyond. I'm not right now a full-time athlete. I live in Miami, so, you know, that's one, you know, blessing, warm weather. But I've been able to travel around the world and getting to experience and learn from these other cultures and these other amazing people. And it's really humbled me in my perspective of the world and how great we have it here in the U.S., especially for women. And so it is truly my duty just to give back, to empower women to also not only to try to achieve their goals, but also to be grateful for the society that we live in today and how it is ever evolving in a more positive light. So, yes, I mean, I'm living the dream right now and I get to train and solely train and travel and compete in something that I love. And it's solely because of trusting in God's path that I had. And just like you said, although it was scary, it was unheard of as a woman, I listened to God's grace and his love and I'm here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's amazing you're out there, you know, doing what you love and, you know, making a great career out of it. So I think that's truly amazing. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I always say, put your head down. There's no reason to, I don't know, get in conflict with others and their opinions. People will always say what they think is right, but nevertheless, just keep grinding, keep working hard towards your goals. You'll know what is right and what is wrong just because God gives you that answer within yourself. Yeah, put your head down, work hard, train hard, and just trust in God's plan for you.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great tip that you mentioned, especially, you know, learning to put our head down and kind of focus on what we want versus, you know, what society tells us to do or, you know, outside forces tells us to do as women. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of the work you've done, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, well, you can always follow me on Instagram. It's AKA_McFierce. McFierce is my nickname in Taekwondo. They always say that I turn into a different person inside the ring, that fierce fighter. But you can always look me up on YouTube. A lot of my fights are on YouTube, especially my bronze medal match from London and also my competition in Rio as well. So those are, I can always give you the links.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Paige, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Paige's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really grateful today for having Paige on the show to share her story with us. So thank you so much, Paige.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.